After she was sexually abused at the age of 7, the poet Maya Angelou did not speak for nearly 10 years. Out of that devastation and silence, she rose to become a person of rare element. She attributed that transformation to her faith in God. Recalling her grandmother, Dr. Angelou writes, "Mama would draw herself up to her full 6 feet, clasp her hands behind her back, look up into a distant sky and declare, 'I will step out on the word of God.'" She goes on, when I found that I knew not only that there was God, but that I was a child of God, when I understood that, when I comprehended that, more than that, when I internalized that, ingested that, I became courageous. If God loves me, then what is it I can't do? Upon her death 9 years ago, Angelou's family referred to her passing as her ascension. The ascension celebrates that facet of the resurrection in which Jesus hands over his mission and ministry to his disciples. Christ carries on what he began on earth through his new body, the community of believers. Through us, with us, and in us, Jesus comforts and heals, forgives and restores, embraces, accompanies, and encounters. Eventually, in our ascension, we will go where Jesus has gone. But in the meantime, we're told, as for the apostles, not to stand gaping into the heavens, but to carry out our earthbound mission. We are commissioned to use Jesus' power within us, stepping out on the word of God, directing our eyes not up but out into the world, into this neighborhood, into the eyes of the sister and brother before us. When we know that we are children of God, when we understand that, comprehend that, when we internalize and ingest that, we become courageous. If God loves us, what is it